As a generalist, the one thing that I'm really, really good at is acquiring knowledge and learning new things. That's something that I learned a couple of years ago that I'm good at. It's my superpower to take in a lot of information, a lot of knowledge, a lot of viewpoints, perspectives, and turn it into skills, knowledge, wisdom, whatever you want to call it. It's how I've made a living, and it's something that I love to do. At the bottom of this, or at the core of this, is a bunch of different things. Learning what information is, learning what knowledge is, learning what a skill is, going through the process of turning information to knowledge to a skill. And that's what we're going to talk about today. This is Caspian with a riff on information and knowledge. Let's start at the beginning. I think information has been power, but it isn't anymore. Let me explain that. Information, just a while back, was held by people who were in power. Thinking about it, information was held by the church for a very long time. It was held by kings and the aristocracy. It was held by media and media houses. It was held by universities and institutions like them. Information has been held up because we haven't had very efficient ways of distributing it. That all changed in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and more prominently 90s and the zeros when the internet boomed. Information was possible to spread at greater pace and with ease. You didn't have to communicate one too many. You didn't have to go to a library to find a book that you hoped the librarian would help you find if it was in that physical library. There have been so many roadblocks to information that are now potentially moved away, or scrapped, or destroyed, or ran through. So that's great. We have access to more information today in our pockets than any human ever before us ever have. What information is a piece of data, or text, or I don't want to say knowledge because I don't think that's it, but it could be data, it could be facts, it could be text, it could be any of those things. And what it isn't is knowledge. Not necessarily. If you break it down to the minimal viable explanation, information could be anything like it's sunny outside, or it's hot outside, or I have a couch. Those are all information pieces, but it could also be something like a piece of code, or it could be coffee strung hot. All of those pieces are information. If we don't have the context for them, they don't mean that much to us. And more prominently, if they don't relate to us, they don't mean anything at all. It doesn't mean anything to you that it's hot outside, because I'm very sensitive to heat, and it's only 15 degrees. It doesn't matter to you if I have a couch, because you don't know what the couch looks like, you don't know if I enjoy the couch, you don't know anything else other than that I have a couch. And you can't really be certain of that, because you've never seen it. I've just told you. All of those things are bits and pieces. the way I imagine it and the way I've, the best explanation that I have is that when you combine pieces of information with context, with sometimes processing of experiences, with other information sometimes, it can become knowledge. Like, coffee is a hot drink. It's drunk hot. That's common knowledge. Everyone knows that coffee is drunk hot up until you find a cold brew. But you see, you need the context of other people knowing it. You need to have the context of what is a hot drink. You need to have a context of what does coffee taste like and what's the purpose of coffee. All those things combine into knowledge of, I like my coffee hot. And so, we treat information and knowledge very much the same. The problem with that is, or there are several problems with this. First of all, it often gets mixed up with opinions, as with the coffee. It's not necessarily a hot drink. It's most commonly made hot, and I like it hot, but doesn't need to be hot. The same goes for the weather. I think it's hot. That's my experience of it. I've combined the weather outside, the way I'm feeling right now, and the way I've been feeling in the past with similar or hotter or colder weather. A great example of this was we tried to have a conversation, three friends and I were trying to have a conversation. One of the friends was American. And we spoke about weather and distances, which, as you probably know, is impossible to speak about with an American and for Americans with Europeans, because we have different systems for it. So I could say it was 40 degrees out, and I was sweating my ass off, and he went blank, and he was like, okay, sure, I don't know what that means. I have no context for it. So it's knowledge for me. For him, it's just a bit and piece of information. It's also just an opinion of mine, but he can't relate to it because he has no context. He doesn't have the knowledge that I have. Taking those two things, information and knowledge, in order to turn them into something actionable, something useful, air quotes, something that you can do in the physical world or in the digital world, you need to be able to combine information and knowledge and present it in a way that someone else finds useful. I can know how to brew coffee, or I can know what coffee is, but I have no idea how to make water boil or make water hot even. Then I need to learn that and combine the two to make a skill. I can make coffee. That can be simple enough. Finding information, as I said, we all have the super library in our pockets, right? It's not always that easy, finding information. Or finding knowledge, for what it's worth. And it's even harder combining it into a skill. What I've done in the past is that I've gone headfirst, I've relied on friends, and I've tried to do a shitty version of what I'm actually trying to do. So I got into podcasting by starting a podcast. The first three episodes I had to throw away because the first one didn't record, the second one stopped recording in the middle, and the third one was, the sound was so shitty I couldn't use it. And there were several episodes that I had to throw away throughout the 80 episodes that I did. What I wanted to learn, I wanted an effect, I wanted a podcast. So I learned a bunch of skills. I learned a lot about sound in the terms of information and knowledge. I asked my friends if they could share their experiences, which I consider knowledge. Eventually, I had a podcast. For me, that was That was fairly easy to start with. I enjoyed the process a lot. But there have been other things that are a lot harder for me to learn. One of those things is coding. I've wanted to learn how to code for 10 plus years. I've never figured it out. I've never sat down and actually tried to, because I didn't know where to start. I had no information, I had no context, I had no knowledge of how do I code. And so I've gathered bits and pieces over the years, and eventually I started being able to talk to developers and say, okay, could you do something like this? And I could describe it like I can do with music. I can't play any instrument, but I can describe music. I can describe a feeling in a lyric, and I can describe a pace and a feeling that I want to get from the song. The same thing happened with programming and coding. I've never been able to write a piece of code, but I could describe what I wanted from someone else. I've tried a couple of times in the last year to try to sit down and just figure out where to start. How do I get into it? Because it's not like running. You don't just put on shoes and go out. Code is, I mean, I didn't know. My first question when I wrote my first piece of code in a text editor, because I had an API that I wanted to ping, and I wrote it in a text editor, thought it looked okay as per the description in the documentation. And then I went, where do I put this? What do I do with it? I had no idea. And I tried Googling, where do I put my code? And, you know, internet is internet. It wasn't a very good question. I didn't get a very good answer. The last couple of weeks, I started with a very simple coding tool. I started with a guided course. It's 100 Days of Code by Replit. It's one of the simpler programming languages, Python. And I don't have to put the code anywhere. It's right on the screen when I start. They're very helpful in terms of just getting started, starting to write. The first thing I did in the course was write my first piece of code. If I wouldn't have stumbled upon that, I don't know where I would start. As I said, I've looked at several courses of programming before, and since starting this one, I still don't understand where else I would put my code if I wasn't using the software. I don't know. I have no idea. And that brings us on to the last piece of the puzzle, or the last piece that I want to talk about, is a lot of posts and a lot of talk has been going on lately about how you can use AI to learn virtually anything. And a lot of chatter has been about what prompts to use when speaking to an AI. And I think that's been helpful in some ways, at least for me. There's a piece missing in that. It's great to know that I can prompt the ChatGPT or Midjourney or whatever tool I'm using in a certain way to get a certain outcome. But if I don't know the question that I'm asking, the prompt or the way I write things, it's not going to matter because I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where to put my code. And the same goes for learning anything with Google. A lot of people have been saying that to me or around me and on social media. You can learn anything today. Just Google it. I've tried a bunch of different things and I haven't arrived to a sustainable and suitable conclusion where I actually feel like I've acquired a skill. What I've been bad at in those terms is asking the right questions. Because Google, understanding how Google works is a skill in itself. and being able to ask the right question brings you to the right destination. The same goes for AI. You have to be able to ask the right question to ChatGPT or to Midjourney in order to be able to arrive at your destination. Otherwise, you're saying, show me a map of anything. I want to get somewhere. But you don't know where you're going if you don't ask the right question. And that's kind of what it's like with all these use these 10 prompts or use... It would be the same thing as saying use these 10 Googles. And you'd be like, okay, yeah, sure, I could use a site search, but what the fuck is a site search? The same goes with AI. Prompt, write it in a friendly tone with these four sentences, fill out your prompt or your desired inputs here. Sure, but if I don't know where I'm going, if I don't know what I'm trying to achieve, that's not going to be useful for me. It's just a piece of information. I don't have the context to make it knowledge or even a skill. And sure, it's going to become a skill once you know how to write and ask the right questions. For me, it's been super helpful to ask ChatGPT, hey, I'm trying to learn Python. What do I need to know and what do I not understand? And have a conversation like you would with a mentor. Because if you remember back in school, the best teachers, at least that I had, one of the best teachers actually that I had, came into the classroom and she said, okay, so we've got, I think it was 4 hours every week together, and I've given you material to read. I'm not going to touch it. You can read it if you want to. I think they're great books and they're going to give you a lot. What these 4 hours a week are for is for us to get smarter. We're going to ask questions related to the content and things that pop up during your studies. We're going to learn how to ask questions and see if we can get a bit smarter together by discussing those questions. And the same thing goes for ChatGPT. Start asking, you know, as you would with a person. Hey, I'm trying to learn what coffee is. Could you describe it to me? Yeah, it's a hot drink. You know, it has a chocolatey taste. It comes from a bean. Oh, it's a hot drink. What does hot mean? That kind of interaction will get you so much further than learning how to prompt. Because then you get the context of it. Coming back to where we started off, yes, we have amazing tools. Yes, we have amazing technology booming all around us. I think I read a number about AI tools, and there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds being released every single week right now, doing all kinds of things, super cool things. But if you don't know how to use them, if you don't have the skill to use them, and if you don't know how, what you're going to use them for, they're not going to do anything for you. So start asking the right questions of yourself, of your tools, of the internet, and learn how to ask those. Learn how to Google. And ask Google, how do I do a Google? How do I search for something that I really want to find? How specific should I be? How many words should I use? Start by asking. You'll find a bunch of shit, just as with ChatGPT. Trying to write copy with ChatGPT it's horrendous, especially in Swedish. But the iteration and the ongoing labor of it, teaching it, and also teaching myself. It's a lot of fun. That's the first thing. But it also, you see the progress very quickly. And I think that's where the progress is going to be. Again, coming back to information, knowledge, and skills. We have so much information today. You have power, or you have what was thought of as power at your fingertips. It's not anymore. Because information isn't guarded anymore. Not in the same way. Not to the same extent. You have so much more accessibility to information today that we can't compare it at all. And I'll speak a bit more to that in the next episode, because I think there's development in terms of going from having information as a power tool to having networks as a power tool. But again, to access the information isn't the hard part. You have access. It's about knowing what questions you want to find out, what information you want to access, and how to do that. Sort of, what is code? Where do I put code? And how do I write code? Right? That's what you need to learn. That's the skill. And then I'm sure you can learn almost anything that you want to learn, just as I have. Build a life around learning, if you want to. This was a very philosophical one. This is, as I said, a passion of mine, both from an information perspective, but also from a learning perspective. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you got something out of it, because I don't see this being spoken about enough at all. And yeah, as per usual, show notes. I'm going to write something up. It's probably going to be longer than I want it to be. And until next time, take care.